It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State economists give their assessment today of what Colorado's economy will look like over the next year. They're trying to anticipate how much tax revenues will drop because of the pandemic. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
One thing that is unique about this current situation is just how fast the state's finances have crashed. Back in 2008, during that recession, everything unfolded over a much longer time period. Now, the state has very little time to come up with billions of dollars in cuts. We're hearing $3 to $4 billion.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Lawmakers have already identified around $700 million in savings, but they need to cut more. A federal judge has ruled the Weld County Sheriff violated inmates' constitutional rights by not doing more to keep them safe from coronavirus. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The judge granted a preliminary injunction against Sheriff Steve Reams on Monday. It requires Reams to identify medically fragile inmates, house them in individual cells to the greatest extent possible, and monitor them for signs of illness. A handful of civil rights attorneys sued Reams last month for what they say was his cavalier attitude towards COVID-19 and the risk it poses inside his jail. The Weld County Jail already had an outbreak in which several inmates and guards were sickened. One inmate died. The judge ordered Reams to take action by next week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's tourism office is launching a campaign to bring visitors back for when it's safe to travel again. The office isn't buying ad time for the campaign and hopes it spreads through social media. Money for promoting tourism could be a target for state budget cuts. Denver will delay its plan to charge a fee for shopping bags. Denverites David Sachs has more.
The 10-cent fee on plastic and paper bags was supposed to start July 1st, but the Denver City Council delayed the law's implementation by 1 year because of COVID-19. Legislators worried that the fee, which was meant to reduce the use of single-use bags whose production adds to climate change, would burden residents and business owners in a city that's suffering economically from lost jobs and budget cuts. Governor Jared Polis had also asked cities and towns to suspend similar fees on single-use bags. David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver has a light rain and 40 degrees currently this morning. Highs today will be in the 70s. This is CPR News.